L'itinérance est un problème récurrent dans la région de Peace River et ses environs. Plusieurs personnes de la communauté ne sont même pas au courant du nombre élevé de personnes sans foyer, ce qui n'améliore pas la situation. Je m'entretiens avec Sherry Hilton, la présidente de la Peace Foundation. Hi Sherry, thank you so much for your time. First of all, for a period of time, there's been a problem of homelessness in the area of Peace River. What do you think is causing this?
From what I've seen in the time that I lived there for 9 years. I just recently moved away a month ago. And from the time I arrived and the people that I've gotten to know, it's mostly to do with mental health and addictions.
Okay. John Meck, the Director of Homelessness Initiatives with the nonprofit Alberta Rural Development Network, said there's less awareness of the issue in small communities because they typically do not see absolutely unsheltered homelessness. What made you personally aware of this situation?
Well, for one, for 8 years, I managed the movie theater, so I met a lot of them just from running the theater. And I also had a store on Main Street for 3 years, and a lot of them would come in and we'd give them something to eat or a coffee and let them warm up in the winter. And I got to know them on a personal level, and by name, they were a person, not just someone to step over. And I found that when I first moved there, I was quite shocked because I've always been a part of my community. It's very important to me. I always gravitate to those people and want to help if I can. We also need a place. I think things need to change too. When you're looking at shelters, lots of men have their children, and there's men who end up in financial situations or even an abusive situation, and they have their children, but they can't go to a women's shelter with them. And if they go to a men's shelter, their children are taken by Children's Aid, Brent Taylor, and he's the one that started Purple Rum. And he came up with an amazing concept, and I don't know if you've seen them, but they're pods. And the idea is these pods, and if they were set up, they'd have internet and that. Then there's a common shower, bathroom area. And then there was a separate building, if they could be set up, where someone who monitored the, you know, the unit. If you want to talk about Peace Foundation, we had a house. We spent a year raising money and getting that place ready to have a 24-hour place for everyone, not just our street folk. Seniors who are lonely and just want to talk to someone. Maybe you have a mental health crisis at 2 or 3 in the morning. You could come in, and it was for the community. And, you know, again, after 6 o'clock and on the weekends, where do you go to get a meal? Where do you go to know someone cares about you as a human being? There's nowhere. And you can't heal and you can't help people until they feel a part of something, you know, and you need to create a sense of community. And that is lacking there. And when you look at what happened in Slave Lake, and I saw people posting it on Facebook and all up in arms in Peace River, I wanted to scream, you're no better. You're no better. I dealt with council. The mayor screamed and yelled at me and threw me out. I've had counselors say they have somewhere to go. They're no better than Slave Lake. And people aren't going to like what I've got to say, but it's prejudice, pure, plain prejudice, because the large percentage are Indigenous. And they say, you have a place, they have a place to go. There's been folks, and they've been sent to Edmonton for treatment, but there's no support when they come back. You can't just put someone in an apartment and not have a support system. We would have been, our house would have been like being a sponsor, you know? And there were so many, you know, and again, the frustrating part is seeing well, everybody post their little ideas and they love, oh, these little houses and all this stuff. Everyone's been trying to do that. And yet, you know, we were threatened with being arrested. I mean, the one, Brent has some empty buildings and they were camping behind there for a while. I mean, it's hard to say get lost. Then you've got all of the merchants who are mad about it, you know, and what are you supposed to do? I mean, we had to go over there and protect them more than once, and I got threatened with being arrested. And it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And mental health is such a huge issue. And what bothered me is right up the alley from where the encampment was the mental health building with people who are trained to be out in the community doing things. Who was coming to see if they could help someone get a step forward? Nobody. And, you know, a lot of there was animosity because I myself am very outspoken and people don't like it there. And I know you've got ARDN on there. I think ARDN is the biggest waste of money ever. It's a think tank. There are people who I will not name who have raised $10,000 to have assessments done. That's what they do. They just give you, they go out and do the survey and all this stuff, here you go. They're not solving any problems. There's a homeless industry out there. You look at all the money that is always thrown for studies, and the town of Peace River does it every year. Then there's another individual who wasn't supportive of the Peace Foundation who's been involved in them. You could do all the studies you want. When are you going to put something into action? That there was so much animosity to put a hand forward to help people. And our place has, we could have cooked a meal, let people have a shower, do laundry, have activities, you know, help each other. You know, we could have been doing gardening outside, doing community work. People want to feel like they're contributing. And now you have, you know, a MAP program where they don't have a hot meal, they can't shower properly, there's nowhere to do laundry. Purple Rung was one of the first to get going, helped along with Sagatawa to sponsor Krista Lawton coming to show the film Us and Them. I thought, finally, we're going to get somewhere. No.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Peace Foundation?
We're done. We are folded and are just dealing with the paperwork to make sure everything's done. Peace stood for providing and ensuring access to a caring environment. And that was for everyone, not just the homeless, like I said. I mean, heck, there could have been a, you know, what if it's the middle of the winter and there's been a house fire? The RCMP could have brought the family to warm up, you know, and be inside. There were so many uses for that building. It screamed community. But we're done. We're not going to keep fighting with neighbors and the town.
So, Sherry, what can I do personally to help homeless people? What can the community do?
One, when you see someone, acknowledge them. Smile. Let them know they're a person. Don't just step over them, ignore them. Treat them like a human being and advocate.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for your time.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
C'était Sherry Hilton, la présidente de la Peace Foundation. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.